latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news that Spurs have slapped a whopping £50 million price tag on Danny Rose to scare off Manchester City and dent Luke Shaw's prospects of a summer move. The former Southampton left-back has struggled for consistency since breaking his leg a couple of years ago. He signed for £27 million for United in 2014, and boss Jose Mourinho has continued to criticise him and his attitude. If he does need to leave the club, he was hoping to maybe link up with Spurs, where they were interested, with Mauricio Pochettino looking to link up with his former player, who he coached at Southampton. But a switch to Southampton is unlikely unless Rose, who signed a new 5-year deal, does join City. Moving on into more transfer speculation, Manchester United have made an offer for £51 million to Inter Milan, according to reports in Italy, for their player Ivan Perisic. Mourinho was pitched in Zagreb in the international break, with Perisic believed to be the subject of his visit. The Croatian international has been in fine form for the Serie A side this season, and is attracting interest. United, Chelsea, Liverpool all interested in the 28-year-old, but it appears that Red Devils are ready to make their move first. They have reportedly made a concrete bid of £51 million, and are hoping that Inter Milan's new owners will eventually accept the bid. Elsewhere then, in midfield, Henrik Mkhitaryan admits he must adapt further if he's to make a success of his career at Manchester United. After a slow start to life at Old Trafford, he has now thrust himself into the first team and really impressed, but the Armenian international that it cannot be good enough and he can't settle for what he currently produces. He told United Review, "I still have places where I can improve and improve in the future. I know myself very well and I'm sure I can do better, and I will do better because I am confident." That's all for now then. We will have more news later.